living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now, from tree pruning to tree planting. Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 3rd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Second Pass Rebels Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee meeting this month. Temporary closure for restrooms in downtown City Park. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, Board Certified Master Arborist, 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The next ad hoc committee meeting for food trucks in Paso Robles has been scheduled for Wednesday, November 12th at the Norris Room in Centennial Park. The meeting will start at 6 p.m. and a Spanish translator will be provided. Food truck ad hoc committee meetings consist of council members Steve Gregory and Chris Bausch, appointed to engage with local stakeholders to gather feedback for future action items regarding food truck regulations in the city. No changes to existing regulations will be made during these ad hoc committee meetings. This meeting, city staff will present an overview of concerns raised by the last meeting, share findings made by staff, and make recommendations to ad hoc committee members. The full staff report will be made available online by November 7th. The City of Paso Robles announced there will be a temporary closure of restrooms in the downtown City Park this month. The closures will start Monday, November 17th and end Friday, November 21st. Work will include the repainting of interior walls and security gates, refinishing the wood doors, and resealing of the brick facade. During this closure period, public access to restrooms can be found across the street in the library's lobby. Election information for upcoming special election tomorrow. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. It's just one day away from Election Day. This special election has just one item on the ballot, Proposition 50. Voters will decide yes or no on this proposition, which would authorize temporary changes to congressional district maps in California through 2030. The encouraged deadline from the clerk recorder's office for voters to send out their mail-in ballots through the Postal Service has passed, but there are still other options. Voters can opt to return their vote-by-mail ballots to drop-box locations throughout San Luis Obispo County collected directly by election staff. Locations in the North County include the Atascadero Library, Paso Robles City Library, San Miguel Community Services District, Templeton Community Services District, Santa Margarita Library, and the Shandon Library. For those not registered to vote, conditional registration is available in person only at a polling location or at either elections office on Election Day. You can go to slowvote.com for more information about this special election. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this November. The first will be The Sound of Music on November 14th and 15th, with three different showtimes across the two dates. The second will be Charlie Brown Christmas on November 22nd with two showtimes. Applause Children's Theater is a local theater nonprofit organization that nurtures aspiring young actors in the community. Charlie Brown Christmas has been an annual show put on by APC. Here's the director and founder of APC, Vicki Mullen, on that.
My goal with Charlie Brown was to have kind of a beginner show, and I also wanted a community show. I wanted a show that we could do on a very low cost budget. You know, the sets are all the same. The kids do not change costumes, so they're learning how to just stay in one costume. And we could offer it to our community for children for free or only $1. And our adult rate, we could lower that cost so that all kids could finally experience live theater. I hadn't planned to do it every year, but so many people said, oh my goodness, I hope this will be a annual thing like the Nutcracker is. So we did, and it's been wonderful and fills up very quickly. So if parents haven't gotten tickets yet for it, they should quickly because it will definitely sell out. It almost is.
The Sound of Music is the advanced show for APC this holiday season. Here's Vicki Mullen again on the work the young actors put into researching the show.
What's the story around Sound of Music is the, time of Hitler. And so to be even able to try out for that show, they had to watch the movie, they had to research what the movie was about and the time period and what was going on and be able to tell me because we wanted to do a really respectful job of the show and bring honor to what was happening during that time period because we never know who's in the audience, right? And so it's been a really fun show to do because not only are we having fun, but we're talking about what kind of honor can we bring to these characters.
For tickets and more information, you can go to applausechildrenstheater.com. The San Luis Obispo Police Department arrested a woman late last month during a traffic stop after she was leaving a hotel. A release by the police department says they received a call from the Embassy Suites in San Luis Obispo on Tuesday, October 21st, regarding suspicious items found in a hotel room. Police found a large quantity of methamphetamine, numerous checks, credit cards, and identification cards. Detectives reached out to neighboring agencies for assistance with locating the suspect vehicle, eventually finding it at a hotel in the city of Arroyo Grande. The suspect, 36-year-old Jimmy Melendez, was detained at this hotel. She was found to be in possession of a large quantity of methamphetamine, a substantial amount of cash, and numerous identification cards that did not belong to her. San Luis Obispo police also said she provided multiple identifications and false information about her identity while she was being detained. The County Veterans Office announced there'll be a holiday resource fair for veterans next month. The resource fair will be located at the San Luis Obispo Elks Lodge, 222 Elks Lane, San Luis Obispo, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The fair will include food, family-friendly activities, and, of course, supportive resources for veterans. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Dodgers swept the final two games of the World Series this weekend, first beating the Blue Jays 3-1 on Friday, and in an 11-inning game on Saturday the 1st, the Dodgers scraped past Toronto 5-4 to win the World Series. In high school football, On Friday, the Bearcats inched past Lompoc 34-33. San Luis Obispo beat Atascadero 28-14. The Eagles remain undefeated, winning against Cabrillo 29-23. Napomo defeated Morro Bay 49-34. Arroyo Grande shut down Mission Prep 42-0. Round one of the CIF playoffs is this week. Paso Robles will face Kennedy from Delano. Mission Prep will travel to Schaefer. In Division 4, Atascadero will travel to take on Napomo, and Templeton has the bye. In the NFL, the Steelers beat the Colts 27-20. The Jaguars inched past the Raiders 30-29. The Seahawks over the Commanders 38-14. The 49ers beat the Giants 34-24. The Chargers over the Titans 27-20. The Rams beat the Saints 34-10. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Governor Gavin Newsom continuing to push hard for voter support of Prop 50 on the eve of Election Day. Newsom insisting the measure is necessary to counter President Trump's actions.
He did not expect California to fight fire with fire. He expected us, as so often is the case, to try to argue for what's the right thing to do. He did not expect us to do what we did.
Newsom on Meet the Press. The measure aimed at redrawing the state's congressional districts to give Democrats more potential seats. Opponents say the measure takes power away from the people. Parade day in Los Angeles as thousands gather to celebrate the Dodgers' second straight World Series championship after their thrilling Game 7 win in Toronto Saturday.
I mean, Miguel Rojas wasn't even in the game in the beginning, and they brought him in and he delivered. Will Smith, and Yamamoto's the greatest to ever do it.
Fan Chelsea Harvey, a parade through downtown L.A. set for 11 this morning, followed by a ceremony at Dodger Stadium. Gas prices at $4.65 a gallon, up 6 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. Lawyers for Smokey Robinson and his wife want a judge to order people suing him to give more specific answers about any criminal histories. Four ex-housekeepers are suing the singer for alleged sexual abuse. The 85-year-old denies the allegations. His attorney's asking the four women to tell the court if they have criminal histories. They responded by saying they've never been arrested, charged, or convicted of a felony or a crime of moral turpitude. Lawyers say they need a fuller explanation about any potential criminal records. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The spread of yellow nutsedge, an aggressive weed that thrives in coastal conditions, has put a damper on an otherwise phenomenal period for California cilantro growers. The weed is found in the major cilantro growing regions of the state, including Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Monterey counties. Nutsedge competes for water, nutrients, and can block out the sunlight if it's not removed before it spreads out in cilantro, said Oleg Dogovich, University of California Cooperative Extension Vegetable Farm Advisor in Ventura County, adding that it is one of the worst weeds in the world. The only way to get rid of nutsedge currently is to pull it out by hand, which is cost prohibited in cilantro this month. Dogovich was wrapping up a two-year trial on the herbicide to combat nutsedge and plans to release his findings sometime this fall. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies this afternoon with a few areas of dense fog as well. Highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny Friday, partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy on Monday. Mid-60s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, mid-70s on Friday, upper 70s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Huggies and Kleenex parent company Kimberly-Clark is buying Tylenol's parent company Kenvue. The deal is worth more than $40 billion plus debt. Kenvue makes many other health products, including Listerine mouthwash, Neutrogena, and Band-Aid. Kenvue was spun off from Johnson & Johnson 2 years ago. President Trump has warned that acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, is a potential cause of autism. Kenvue has called the claims baseless. NVIDIA shares are up nearly 2%. Microsoft will be allowed to ship NVIDIA chips to the United Arab Emirates. The chips will be used for artificial intelligence there. Investor sentiment remains optimistic at the start of the month, helped by the U.S.-China trade truce. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Let's be honest. Everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak. Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
Some folks know about it, some don't.
Some don't.
Some will learn to shout it, some won't.
Some won't.
But sooner or later, baby, here's a ditty.
KPRL. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, open enrollment. Yeah, that time of the year, insurance. Dan Capel will be in. We'll discuss that. Then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour, all here on The Right Choice. Also, I've got a really nice something here to, or was given to me, to give away to you. And this has to do with salute for our to our heroes. It is honoring veterans and first responders. That's coming up this Saturday at the Astrea Warbird Museum on Dry Creek Road from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. And just a lot of things going on. They'll have out there the show and shine, the first responder displays, military vehicle displays, enactments, kid zone. They'll have some beverages of all kind for you. And, of course, something good to eat as well. And I just happen to have a pass, if you would like a one free admission pass to salute our heroes this Saturday, just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, or also you can go on the text at the 75 number to do that. That's pretty simple. I will let you know through the email, or, do the email. Just do the email, Kevin at KPRL.com. Otherwise, for a conversation, we can do the texting stuff there. So, anyway, that's how we start off things, and I'm sure that many of you Dodger fans are extremely happy. Chris, if you don't, is it courtesy or just good manners to congratulate a team you didn't want to win?
I think it's, good manners, I guess.
Okay.
I guess I have to, look at a definition of courtesy and good manners side by side and really decide on the semantics of that. But I do think it's not necessarily the right thing to do, but it's a polite thing to do.
All right. Well, I'll just say this then. It was one of the most exciting World Series, well played by both teams, and it was a delight to watch. That's it.
I think that's a polite thing to say. We can go with that, sure. Okay. If you want to say nothing else and not expel any hatred towards the winning team, then you could leave it at that.
Okay, then I have Chris's permission, so if there's any issues with this, you can talk to Chris about it, because he gave me permission. Okay, so there you go. But as my wife said, how can people say that baseball isn't exciting? When you watch that series, man, that was, again, it was just fun to watch. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. And you're exactly right. Probably the single best World Series I've ever watched. All in all seven games. But let me do it for you, since I happen to know some of your sentiments about the team in question, the winning team. They're still the Dodgers, any way you cut it. They're still the Dodgers. People who take their fans for granted, don't spend a lot of money or time on them because they don't have to. because they've had a special deal from the very first time they moved from New York to Los Angeles.
Well,
so the bottom line here is, I'll badmouth them.
Well,
but for you as well, I'll include you because I know that how you feel about the Dodgers, and I also am somewhat that way myself.
Well, but you have to give them credit. It wasn't their fault they got a hell of a deal from the city of Los Angeles.
No, it isn't. It's because too many people wanted them here than wanted to come here.
Well,
so that's how that worked.
Well, but also there was some shenanigans that were trying to be pulled in Brooklyn as well that kind of forced the move somewhat, if you read about it. But the other thing is, again, I've always given him credit for the way the O'Malley's ran it, because if from the time they came to Los Angeles, they have, except for a few years, which all teams go through, they've been contenders. And,
yes.
And that's not easy to do. So, again, through management and other things, give them credit for that.
Well, I'll give them credit for being contenders most years over time. But I'll never give them credit for Chavez Ravine, the taking of the property under eminent domain for a sports franchise. Moving, I don't know if you remember the last Marine to leave there. He literally was a Marine. And he and his mother decided they didn't want to leave their family home. If you'll recall, that was a big deal. And they actually threatened to bulldoze the home. It was not a pleasant time in Los Angeles. And some politicians showed their true colors over the incident. But nonetheless, they've been here for, 40 or 50 years now?
No, they came out in,
70-some years then.
Well, yeah, they're getting around 70. And, the unfortunate thing about the Chavez Ravine and those apartments and stuff that were destroyed and people were displaced is the people that are rooting for the Dodgers now, and maybe even then, they don't care about that, or many of them don't even know about it.
No,
because it's ancient history.
Yeah, it is now. That's for sure. But there isn't any question. We all lived it because we're here in California. Chavez Ravine was taken by eminent domain and parceled to the Dodgers.
Well, that was, again, we hear this with sports franchise. It's the overall benefit to the city of Los Angeles was...
Oh, it was twofold, no question.
Yeah, so...
No question. I can't argue with the business itself. It's just the management style at the time didn't do much for me at all. I want to do one more thing this morning, and I want to encourage everybody to vote no on 50. You must be kidding me. This governor is spending well over $200 million that he does not have that will be another deficit on California's back to pay between $200 and $250 million to conduct a special election that we already voted on. And it is the way it is now with the Citizens Committee to decide redistricting rather than in the hands of special interests and politicians. That's the way we voted to have it. And now he wants to undo it. He was against it when we did it. But we gathered the signatures. I was involved in some of that. Some other people here were as well. And we have a citizens committee currently. You're going to have to vote them out if you vote yes on 50. And as far as dragging every known Democrat, including Barack Obama, out of the woodwork to make advertisements for it, I don't get that. Don't you think these people should be more concerned with maybe opening up the government and getting the SNAP benefits, all 42 million individuals that are on SNAP benefits?
Well, there's a couple of things there. I did see the commercial for the first time with Barack, Elizabeth Warren, AOC, some other people as well.
Bernie.
If he was in the commercial, I don't remember it. But, you know, I did think that, boy, they're really pulling out the political so-called power of that party to influence the people of California. And why? I think the people of California are, well, I don't think, I know they're being misled on what this intention is.
No, you know, question.
But here's the thing. This isn't just about the House of Representatives and no checks and balances on the Trump administration. People need to be aware of that, because if you look at this state now that's controlled by Democrats, when you give them absolute control based on this, this state is going to be taxed more, and you're going to have more issues that as we see in most big Democratic-run states. They're in financial ruins, and people aren't thinking about that. They're, again, it's just Trump hate.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me that people are as dumb as they appear to be, but they apparently are. I mean, so far, I want to know, what's this big boogeyman done to hurt the country? Hello? Anybody? The stock market's roaring. Gold's at an all-time high. You name it. Go look anywhere. Things are on the upswing, not going downhill. Well, and that's all you need. That's all you require from a president.
Well, and look what he's done over in the Middle East.
Well, there's no question, if he's successful there, he will go down in history, because that's not something that's been resolved for thousands of years.
And then look at the situation at the border as well, what he's doing.
And most people, even though they don't like to admit it, are in favor of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line here is, you're being handed a bill of goods on Prop 50. You need to vote no. You've already voted it in. You have a citizens committee. And you can be on it if you volunteer and wait long enough. I suspect you'll get on there. The bottom line here is, we don't need any change. We already changed it. And it makes perfect sense the way it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be fooled. Vote no on 50.
That's right.
And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye. Again, you know, as a lady when I talked to on Friday, she didn't know why she was voting yes on it. The rule vote will be gone. And rule vote means the representation of millions and millions of people. We have to remember that, except for a few areas here in this state, this is a pretty conservative state. And they, you know, they can say this is Trump. They want to take the power away of the Republicans completely. Completely. And you know darn well, even you Democrats, all you people want to do is tax and tax and tax and tax. That's what you want to do. So, folks, you need to get out and vote no on the 5th, the 5-0. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, as a longtime Dodger fan, I got to say, I don't think they deserve to win this game. I think the Toronto was a better team in the game, but the Dodger got all the breaks. And they made the breaks. They deserved the breaks. They played hard. They played well. But would they bat under 200?
Yeah, well,
as a team?
I think that's happened before in a series. But, you know, it's when you get them.
It's, well, yeah, you know, the catches they made. Muncy made some good plays at third base. They made a few errors that didn't hurt them.
Yeah.
They got the big hits when it needed them, and they didn't fold when they got behind.
Right, and that's what makes it really, or made it really exciting, because I would agree. And I didn't think going in that Toronto was going to win. I said the Dodgers in five games, because I just thought that they were a superior team all around. But the way the games were played, except for the one game, you go, man, this is something else to watch. Everything happened in this World Series.
Well, you know, I think the Dodgers had their best series in the playoff. They were hitting 100% against Philly and everybody else, but then they didn't have that same pureness in the series, but they pulled it off.
Well, remember, there's always been concerns about long layoffs.
With not the Dodgers, but you're talking about with the with who had a long layoff.
Well, the Dodgers had a longer layoff. They had what, 4 days off?
They had the days off because they swept. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's always concerns, you know, on both from the pitching and the hitting on that. But you know, they ended up in the, you know, more power to them for being able to overcome some things and. As you mentioned, come up with a big hit or a big play, and boy, it was
yeah.
Just fun.
And Yamamoto, what an effort, man! Two complete games, 6-20. ERA of 1.something in the 30-something innings he pitched.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, it was one for the ages. So they put both teams put on a good show, and well, we'll see.
Yeah, I saw when they started this Game 7, you could see in the first innings or two when they had the close-ups of Ohtani between pitches, you could see he was really struggling to get the energy out there. He was taking deep breaths and just trying to make gut it out, it looked like. He just didn't have it in that seventh game.
Well, he's used, I would say, quite a bit of energy this season.
Yes, he was. He played every inning of every game, did he not?
I'm
including pitching.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. So that's again more power to him, and he deserves to be. He deserves a rest.
yep. Well, they got a long time to rest until next year. I see what they do. I tell you what, though, they came on strong at the end. Well, didn't give up.
No, they. You know, even near the end of the season, there when the Padres, you know, for a while were battling, and they managed to just. You know, do what they needed to do to win. They've got a bunch of really sound professional baseball players on that team, and from the looks of it, most of those guys are pretty good guys.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if it's just my phone, but it sounds like you're gargling at this end, so I'm going to let you go and get someone else on the line.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye. No, I don't gargle. I just brush my teeth and rinse. That's it. Okay, let's see here. And, you know, again, from the money spent on this Prop 50 more than any other ballot measure in California history, that ought to tell you something. This is they want a complete takeover of the party. This isn't just about Washington, D.C. It's not just about Washington, D.C., they tell us. Okay, let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I agree with everything Cody said. Donald Trump has nothing to do with California voting, except, you know, he's a Republican. But aside from that, the Dodgers were my team when I was growing up. And in the Koufax days, I love watching Koufax pitch. And being raised in Southern California, I was happy to have him come to L.A., and I've been a Dodger fan ever since I can remember.
All right.
Have a good day.
238-577-5238-KPRL. Let's see here on the text thing here. Dodger fans can handle your honesty. Okay. That's good to know, because I wake up every day wondering and concerned about that. All righty, folks. Again, and the rural communities obviously aren't happy about this at all on the Prop 50 and the way it's going. And again, what happens sometimes with people is that they hear the surveys regarding, you know, how the voting is going, because in California, what we can vote now for 6 months before an election or the election day. I'm being facetious, of course. And they get discouraged when they say, well, you know, this thing's losing, so what's my vote? And again, this is about winning. And as if you remember from last week about the Andy Caldwell that I said about the elections with Republicans in particularly sitting home, in some cases, it was the margin of victory to the Democrats because the Republicans sat home and acted like school children because, you know, several things, but including, well, I don't really like that candidate, or, well, my vote doesn't count. I don't trust the system. And, well, it's not going to make a difference, well, win or lose, if I vote. You're 100% wrong on all of those. The roll vote will be suppressed completely in this state. And if you think taxes and the way things are run now in this state are bad, wait until they have complete control, because they will. Again, this is more than just about what happens in Washington, D.C. Just a little cautionary thing there for you. All righty, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. San Luis Obispo Police Department arrested a woman late last month during a traffic stop where she was leaving a hotel. Police received a call from the Embassy Suite in San Luis Obispo on Tuesday, October 21st, about suspicious items found in a hotel room. Police found a large quantity of methamphetamine, numerous checks, credit cards, and identification cards. The suspect, 36-year-old Jimmy Melendez, was detained at a different hotel during a traffic stop. The next ad hoc committee meeting for food trucks in Paso Robles has been scheduled for Wednesday, November 12th at the Norris Room in Centennial Park. The meeting will start at 6 p.m. and a Spanish translator will be provided. This meeting, city staff will present an overview of concerns raised in the last meeting, share findings made by staff, and make recommendations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning with a few areas of fog, then sunny skies in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, it's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The government shutdown now on its 34th day, the second longest in history. Texas Republican Congressman Jody Arrington says things will only get worse the longer the shutdown continues.
Sadly, we all know the poor and vulnerable families who depend on services like SNAP, which we've already walked off of that cliff, and we will soon run out of money to pay our women and men in the armed services so they can feed their families.
President Trump says he's had a change of heart. He's not going to attend the proceedings Wednesday when the Supreme Court begins hearing oral arguments on the legality of his sweeping tariffs. He told reporters aboard Air Force One.
Economic health is also part of national security, by the way. But without tariffs, our country would be in great jeopardy.
America's listening to Fox News.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles. I think I heard you
coming. 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 9 Sunday, two AFC division leaders met in Pittsburgh. The Steelers stymied the Colts 27-20, forcing six Indy turnovers. A rematch of last year's AFC title game in Kansas City, the Bills got the better of the Chiefs 28-21. Josh Allen completed 23 of 26 passes and accounted for three touchdowns. Jaguars edged the Raiders 30-29 in overtime. Trevor Lawrence ran in the go-ahead TD. Devon Hamilton slapped away Geno Smith's pass to prevent the two-point conversion in OT. Also in this one, Jacksonville's Cam Little set a new record with a 68-yard field goal at the end of the first half. Bears won a wild one over the Bengals 47-42. Joe Flacco threw for 470 yards and four touchdowns, two in the final 2 minutes to put Cincinnati ahead. But Caleb Williams connected with Colston Loveland on a 58-yard score with 17 seconds left.
When things don't go our way, when adversity hits, we find ways to win for each other. Offense not scoring, defense shows up. Defense and offense may give up a touchdown. Special teams puts us in good field position.
Patriots fought off the Falcons for their sixth straight win. Vikings turned back the Lions. J.J. McCarthy with three scores in his return from injury. Last second field goals lifted the Panthers and the Broncos. Wins for the Chargers, 49ers, Rams, and Seahawks. NBA, the Thunder improved to 7-0, pounding the Pelicans 137-106. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 30, one of eight OKC players in double figures. The champs now the last unbeaten team standing because the Knicks knocked off the Bulls and the Suns handed the Spurs their first L. Sixers bounced back from their first loss, slamming the Nets, Brooklyn 0-6, along with New Orleans. NHL, the Lightning downed the Mammoth for their fifth straight. Islanders shaded the Blue Jackets, defenseman Matthew Schaefer with two goals. The 18-year-old, who was the number one overall pick in the draft last summer, becomes the youngest blue liner ever with a multi-goal game, about 6 months younger than Bobby Orr was when he did it in 1966. Kyle Larson won his second NASCAR Cup championship in Phoenix, and today is opening day for college basketball. That's Monday Sports.
And the Raiders have a short practice week, even though they need a lot of it. They will take on the Broncos in the Thursday night football, and we'll have it starting at 5 o'clock here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. North County Weather. Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Dense morning fog, and by the way, just for a heads up, it's that time of the season with the deer going looking for, so be extremely careful even when the sun comes up. And we will have sunshine, upper 70s today, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Low 70s, mainly sunny on your Tuesday, and then when we get out the Wednesday, we're been, cloudy, and now it's down to about a 24% chance of rain. And temperatures will be in the mid-60s. We'll go to the low 70s on Thursday, mid-70s Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and Sunday, mid-70s. And a week from today, some clouds, low 70s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 6:28 a.m., 5:07 p.m. It is 43 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. That's family-owned and operated again. Just visit them online, avilatraffic.com. 7 minutes, 6 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. It's your new San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. Checking in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. And hope they all survive the trick-or-treaters. And we have cleared the board, so Mr. Garcia, you are not off the hook.
I'm off the bat this time, all right.
Okay, where was it? Oh, the Mars rover. You've heard of the Mars, the thing that went to Mars.
Yes, and collected photos and samples of the soil.
Do you know what the first song ever played on Mars by the from the Mars rover was?
I can't begin to imagine.
Well, I will. I'm going to try and make things easy for you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It's a common song that is sung every single day, and I'll just say in the United States.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Wow.
Happy birthday was the first song ever played on Mars. So if you want to win some money at trivia with your buddies, have at it. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Visit them at TascaderoGunShop.com. 4.5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. Time for trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open breakfast and lunch. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Now, you have to pay close attention to this question. And this has to do with food. Food, food, food. Given the choice, what particular piece of meat would most Americans want? Which particular piece of meat or cut of meat would most Americans want?
So are we talking about a specific cut or like a kind of meat, like meat or beef, poultry, shrimp, etc.?
No, this is a specific cut of meat that most people in America would want. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What do you think it is? Good. I tell you. What do you think it is? All right, here we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Filet.
No, not filet. I don't know all the exact technical terms, if there is a difference or they're similar or they're the same. They're just called something, so... I would say you have to bear with me, but you have no choice. okay, because no, you're close.
Nuts, all right.
Because you can, you can fillet a lot of things, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so.
I think it was talking about filet mignon specifically, though, but that's just by inference.
Hi, good morning.
Ribeye.
Yep, ribeye. Would that be yours?
Absolutely.
Well, I think it's about $34 a pound. So, I'll tell you what. Maybe hope for your birthday or win the lotto.
Yeah, exactly. I'll come to your house.
No, that ain't happening either. Oh, boy. Yeah, ribeye. Now, what would you like? What do you generally like when you have a ribeye?
Oh, a ribeye. I just have a wonderful ribeye. It doesn't have to have anything with it, you know, sometimes.
How about some sauteed mushrooms?
Well, I don't know. I kind of just like a good ribeye and maybe some nice sourdough bread that was cooked up, you know, on the barbecue too, you know, with butter and garlic on it.
All right, the bread fills you up. That's it. All right, Mike, I have you down as a qualifier. There you go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The County Veterans Office announced there will be a holiday resource fair for veterans next month. The resource fair will be located at the San Luis Obispo Elks Lodge from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will include food, family-friendly activities, and supportive care and resources for veterans. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this November. The first will be The Sound of Music on November 14th and 15th, and the second show will be Charlie Brown Christmas November 22nd. You can go to applausechildrenstheater.com for tickets and more information. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and fog this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s, it's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, just throwing out there as a suggestion, if you can afford to buy ribeye, as I mentioned, ribeye with sautéed mushrooms and perhaps some rice pilaf. Sounds pretty good. All right. And no greens with it, though. No, don't put vegetables with it. Kill it. All right. Two more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate. Give them a call. 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.